Hello again, everyone. I'm just taking this opportunity before the sun goes in, because it just did, and it's come back out again, to sit on my swinging seat for a while it's peaceful. There's no kids out there at the moment, only cats. It's not really out that much, but I've put a jacket on because I did have a summer dress on. Well, I have got a summer dress on. And it's not really warm enough for that. Oh, please don't tell me they're coming out. Come on, son, where are you? I'm drinking a cup of Nescafe, one of the sachets. I've got loads of them and I haven't had any for ages. I decided it was about time I used them up. Niall, the grass, please. It's quite windy. I was going to move the table over here to put my coffee on, but I couldn't be bothered. It should be over here, that's where it belongs, really. I just decided I needed to take time to relax because had a bit of stress with the landlords. It's just a misunderstanding. Again, it's to do with housing benefit. If I'd had the information in Braille. So I rang them this morning and I said, they said, have you got an email address? And I went, yes, I've put that in the most recent correspondence because they asked for it. So I'm continuing to receive stuff in print. And I've said the same to the landlords as well, the housing association. I've been a tenant of yours for nearly 4 years, and I've not once received anything as I'm supposed to receive it, as I asked, which was by email or phone call. I said I'll receive 2 letters. Oh, the sun's coming out now. It's lovely when it comes out. One on Saturday, one on Monday, about the same thing. And I said, I think that's excessive, which I think it is. And she said, oh, I'm really sorry. I said, you've caused me a lot of distress. Oh, I'm really sorry, because the letters were actually from her. I'm really sorry, I'm new here. I didn't mean to. I'll make sure I call you in future. I said, well, I don't mind you writing to me, because I probably have to have the stuff, you know, for official purposes anyway. I said, as long as you back it up with a phone call or an email. And the sun doesn't want to stay out, I don't think. And they did say it's going to cloud over. And it's a bit breezy. I put a jacket on, but it's only like a medium sleeved one down to my elbows. Go away, wind. Come back some. Niall. Boy, I just wanted to make sure he wasn't on the grass, but he's not. Where's your bone? Hey? Where's your bone? You got it? Show me what you got. Show me. Come here. He's got a paw. Come here. All right, Pink. Niall, come. Come here. He's got a ball. It's a tennis ball. I don't know where that came from. I don't buy him tennis balls. He's too big a dog to have a normal size tennis ball. Yeah, they're dangerous. He could swallow it. But they come from, I think they come from the school. Oh, here we go. That's a bit better for you size-wise. Oh, good, it's gone round the side of the house. Because he's off on one with that. Come on, son, please. I'm glad. glad to hear that Sam and Kate, that you've got your swinging seat coming. It's so lovely. We need a new one because ours got damaged. We didn't put it away. It was really my own fault, but I didn't put it away in the year, the Christmas before last, when we had all the storms and the rain. Actually, I think it was in the October when we had, was it called Luke or some storm, Luke or Luther or something. It knocked it down and it broke the frame because it's only a stainless steel, it's a light frame. And the canopy wouldn't stay on after that, so I've ended up throwing that away now. We tried taping it on and all sorts. And so it's fine, it works, but it's got no roof on it now. I don't really care. Because I'm sitting here to sit in the sun and not the shade. He's come back. We've gone to get it again. I think he came back to see if I was still here. And then he went off. Stupid dog. That's the neighbours in their garden. I think it's the ones, the parents. I've got some direct messages to do, but I can't ever sit outside and do a personal message to someone. I don't know why. I've got a thing about that. I think it's because I'm not speaking to anyone in particular now, so if other people hear, I don't care, because they could hear it on the internet anyway. Oh, bless you. No, I was disturbing the peace. I was going to call this Tranquil Tuesday. Really? I'm here. Still here. Go back again. It's funny. No, it's not. I'm still here. You're walking around in circles like an aimless idiot. Now the sun's gone again. Now I haven't got much battery left on my phone. Come on, sun. You're taking the piss. You get us every. You get us out. And it reminds me of the. The story of the North Wind. I can't remember what it's called, but someone might be able to tell me. I remember from when Connor was little. It was on, used to be this programme on BBC One. I think they put it on BBC Two and then, called Play Days, and they used to go on the Play Bus. And they actually had a show which toured the country, and a friend of mine got tickets, and we took both our kids. When Connor was about four, oh, they loved it. And I've got a tape of it. I've still got the tape of it somewhere. But I heard this story on there. I don't know if it was on there, actually. It might have been on Come Outside, which was a woman. Her name was Auntie Mabel in the programme. She had a dog called Pippin. And she died recently. Oh, I don't know, last year or something. But anyway, I always remember her reading this story about the North Wind. And it's the sun and the North Wind had an argument. Who was the strongest? And then they decided the way to settle it was to see who could. There was see that man down there. We see who can make him take off his jacket. So the North Wind buffeted and blew, and the man's jacket was flying everywhere, but he was holding on to it for dear life. And then he said, "Okay, you have a go now." And the sun shone, and she beamed, and she beamed. And I always remember her saying that. She beamed. And the man got so hot, he took his jacket off. It's just kind of like saying everything's not always as you think it is or as it seems, you know. You'd think that the wind would be able to blow the jacket off, but actually I think it's just a way of saying there's more than one way of looking at something, kind of, if you're going to analyse it anyway. Which most kids don't, of course. Well, I don't think any of them do. Come to that. But I like that story. sun is not coming. I'm just sitting here swinging with a cloudy sky like an idiot. Oh, I think I can feel it a bit. There's not even many birds to listen to. Oh, there's a pigeon in the background. You might not pick that up, but I was going to say it actually, although I'm not. Hopefully I'll be home soon. Toof is. He must be asleep indoors somewhere. Actually, where is he? Where's Toof Toof? That is a question. Hello, Niall. I think you feel skinny, but people say you don't look it, but the trouble with the sighted is that they just go by looks. I'm sitting on my clothes prop. That's not very comfortable. I just realised that. Well, at least I know where it is. I don't think I'm going to have a lot of use for it in the next couple of days, to be fair. The weather forecast is anything to go by. Now, let me see if I can find this dog. This little one. He might have gone back up to bed. He certainly came down. Where is he? Sometimes he's there and I've just kicked that bone. That hurt. Oh, he's here. He's here. All right, Toof Toof. You're there. Aren't you? You must have been out there all the time and I didn't know. I haven't had any lunch yet.
Low buttery.
The other clock, I haven't heard it chime today. I heard it in the night. But that grandfather clock doesn't keep me awake, actually. It never did. I mean, maybe it would if I slept downstairs or something, or if it was on the same level as me, but... Yeah, there was little Toof Toof. He's following me. He's here all along. I bet the sun's come out when I went in. It did. I swear to God. It's out again now. That's not good, is it? The sun's meant to shine on the righteous. So what does that tell you? What does that tell you, everyone? I bet it goes in as soon as I sit down here. That always happens. It's been out all morning. And then as soon as I went to come out, it went in. I think it's going in again now. It is a bit like that today, to be honest, but it's going in again. I think I heard the school bell. Oh, no, I'm going in if they're coming out. Yeah, it's gone in again. It's just, I've got to face facts. It doesn't like me. I'll sit down just inside the door then. And here's Toof Toof. Anyway, I'm going to upload this now because I haven't got a lot of battery left and I've got nothing to say, basically. I'll speak to you soon.
Dismiss. 10%
Oops.
Dismiss. Button. Pause recording. Button.
Would you believe it? I'm sitting inside and the sun's shining on me again from inside. If I go out there, it'll go in. It's a very nice day, though. It's my mum's birthday today. I think I said that earlier, but she's 78. I just want to soak up a bit of the tranquil
Oh.
I was going to say, I want to soak up a bit of the tranquil atmosphere, and then a load of screaming kids came into the picture. Here they come. Oh, my Lord. Anyway, I'm going to finish it there, because that's the end of the piece.